So I hear real men like meat.
Well, we have somebody at the table that might like fish.
Depends.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0. This is our Memorial Day episode. Such a great, fantastic time. We have a great show for you with amazing guests. Today on the show, we're going to have our friend Renee visiting us all the way from Germany and our friend Sarah Taryn. We love her. Yes, baby girl. Ow. So she is our resident lesbian for tonight. Love her.
First lesbian.
The first lesbian on the show, and probably not going to be the last time she's here because we love her. So, but before we do and we talk about our guest and all the good things that they're going to bring to the show, we're going to introduce to you our usual suspects. To my right.
Hey, y'all. It's Nick here, or Trish.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're going to jump into
The Dish.
Welcome to the show. We're missing Paul today. Paul's in Texas getting his pussy plowed, as usual. Mm-hmm. He probably has got that big Texas brisket in his hand right now and really going to town with it.
She's bleached the brown eye. She's ready to go.
Yeah, she's that yes. Butthole must be just pulsating right now. But, you know,
that makes fuck me excited
her.
For future residents with yes. said brown eye. Oh, or should I say red eye? Because I feel like it's
after
just
this weekend,
be
I'll be a red, real red and abused.
Listen, after this weekend, I think his butt is going to be rose. It's going to be a rose butt.
Especially with the daddy that he was driving in the car with the other day.
I mean,
day.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I was like, the who hands, the fuck? Yeah. And they were like right about to make out, and then Snapchat ends.
He's probably going to Skype in because he knows that we're recording the show. So if
without
he does,
a doubt.
We'll tune him in. You know how we always do that.
Chim in, girl.
We want to hear from you, girl. We want to hear all of the dicks that you sucked and all that shit that you took down in Texas. You nasty
yeah,
fan.
I just it's became just even more of a lesbian. Like the more you talk about just deep penetration, I became more of a lesbian.
What, you don't like dick?
No.
Synthetic.
Yeah.
Synthetic dick. Synthetic dick.
It depends.
But speaking of lesbians, how about Lily Tomlin married her partner of 42 years?
Well,
good
holy
for
shit.
That bitch.
She, I like, love that
good
woman.
Good for her. But listen. You know what? Just.
Listen, she.
Wow,
she's,
tough crowd. Because that is. That's an amazing. Like, Lily Tomlin is huge in the lesbian community.
Yes,
so for her
is.
To be like, you know, like, yes, I did this. Like, good.
I mean, a lot of people don't realize,
again,
you know, she's been in the public eye forever. She was in 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton.
I know.
Fucking amazing.
I know.
Okay.
Amazing.
And now she's in Grace and Frankie, which is a show that's available on Netflix.
Such a
so
hit.
Funny.
I fucking
love
those
I don't know if you've seen
two.
It, but it's so
Jane
funny.
Fonda and Lily Tomlin are just amazing in that show. And we plugged them the last time we did
yeah,
our show.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching that since it was really, I literally binge watched it in a weekend. It's just so,
so funny.
Good.
It's just like, it's big. For the lesbian community,
it really is
because she's a huge icon for us because she has been in just the mix for so long, and to see somebody like that just be like, "Hey, what up? I like the gine." Like it's a good. Awesome thing,
and
you know?
She's at the forefront of the LGTB. Oh my god!
You said it wrong again. No, she said you said it wrong.
Yeah, you said it wrong. Yes,
yeah, but you said it wrong.
You always say LGBT. Yeah, but he always says LGTB.
I don't know what she said.
I mean, I feel like as long as you're saying it,
well, you corrected yourself.
All the letters get in there. It's okay. I guess
it's a lot of letters.
LMNOP. It's all one letter.
This is what I think. As long as it's inside, I'm good. Really,
but honey, it's
I
not
feel
inside.
Like you just
you're
want
putting it out there.
Yeah, exactly.
You just want it inside.
They're calling you out in Qatar. They're calling you out in South Africa. They're calling you out in Dubai.
Oh my god!
Get it right, girl.
Girl, get your letter in.
This is what happens when you drink cocktails right before you do your show. Which, by the way, what is our signature cocktail for the episode?
Who's oh my god, one? We have so many.
I know there were
but
a couple.
I will hand it over to Sarah because she inspired most of them.
This was your drink?
It was.
I love it.
It is. I know. I'm not good at many things, but getting drunk, I'm actually surprisingly really
well,
good.
You know that. You know what that gets?
I am.
Yes.
Shall we?
Sarah Taryn is going to tell us what we're having for cocktails.
I would take a bow, but my heels already made my ankles hurt. But my dress is cute. So
it, it sure is, and her undies are even better.
Oh my God, you're welcome.
I love them. They're like so decorative.
I know. That's I just, nice. You know, and I wanted to bring something to the table that wasn't the Italian sausage that my mom
loves.
It all.
You brought the beef, you brought the tush, you brought the tits. It's
a little
all
bit
there.
Of taco, a little bit of watermelon. I'm just dominating the masses, is basically what I'm trying to do.
Yes.
You know, I'm like the lesbian Oprah. I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm like her, but I'd say I'm like her.
I'm going to say I agree.
So yeah. Oprah, what do you have for us then?
It's Sopra, because my name's Sarah. So
yes,
you're
bitch,
welcome.
Yes.
TM. I'd like to trademark that right now. So you're welcome for that. But no, me and Nick were wasted the other night. And we're like, oh my God, what kind of the cucumber cocktail. But what kind of cocktail are we going to do? And originally I came up with the cucumber martini because I thought it would be really fun to have us deep throat a cucumber. But as a lesbian,
yes,
it just made me uncomfortable and silly
even though
places.
You have no gag reflex.
I just got aroused.
I'm such a waste of like a good Stepford wife.
Yeah, like, have like this hole that's supposed to be used and we can't use it.
Oh, it gets used.
Oh, it does?
Don't you worry. It gets used. It gets used. But no, I saw this watermelon thing on Facebook and I was like, you know, every like Pinterest thing that you do usually just ends in complete debauchery and failure. But this was, again, one of those things.
Complete debauchery. Let's be real.
We tried to use Gorilla Glue. We tried to use like some kind of super glue. Tommy was like cellophane.
I walked into the kitchen and Nick is like squeezing. I'm like, is that fucking glue going on this fruit?
No, the last comment that I got involving this drink involved, oh my God, there's so much glue on my phone. Like, that was the last.
I'm afraid to pick up this phone call. It's going to get stuck to my face.
But you know what? The cocktail was good.
Delicious.
So.
And then we added blueberry Red Bull. So thank you to
my Red Bull. So just to piggyback, I'm going to help Brad a little bit. So in the cocktail... So what we took an entire watermelon and we cut off the top, scooped out all of the insides.
Watermelon. Yes.
And then we took all the insides, we put it into a blender with a little bit of mint, a little bit of sugar, and of course, they say 3/4 cup vodka, I say a bottle.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you say tomato, I say eggplant.
Yeah,
it happens.
Exactly.
And then say the bottle.
Then, so you're supposed to
put the gallon in it.
You're supposed to put that mixture back into the now empty watermelon and put a little spout on it. So the spout is where the Gorilla Glue came into play. But let's just say it did not work out.
Well, I'm going to give a little shout out to my sister, Brianna, because she did give us two spouts. We broke the first one. Sissy, I'm sorry. I'll go to Michael's tomorrow and replace that.
Sorry.
Brianna, you rock. Yeah. Is it Brianna?
It's Brianna Rose. Is Brianna her first name.
Rose,
like, I'm Sarah Taryn. She's Brianna
rock.
Rose. Yeah, she is a maze. So yeah, we broke the first one. But I'm just going to replace it and not really tell her. So hopefully, hi, Sissy.
Sucks to be you right now.
Hi,
this one's extra shiny. Here you go.
Oh, you're welcome.
Don't hate me.
No, there's not a price tag attached to that.
So we ended up putting vodka in there. We threw the actual concoction that we blended with the watermelon and the mint, and then we threw that over some ice in some nice little, you know, mason jars, of course, with lids and straws because we don't want to spill it all over the equipment.
# adult sippy cup.
Thank you. And it was delicious. And then we said, okay, well, we have some of this other kind of vodka. It's like a blueberry, like sour vodka from Smirnoff. Mm-hmm. And we threw that in there now with the watermelon and a little bit of
Dee Betty's lemon vodka.
Lord have mercy. Delicious. We are in
the juice. Only good thing that's come out of Florida.
I mean, don't sleep on bath salts.
Oh, we got a call.
Oh,
you have a phone call.
Is that
already?
My roommate? Is that my roommate? That's Paul Anthony.
Wait, is that the right one? Are you clicking the right one? That's the end. Move over one. Is that right?
Let's see.
Yay!
Yay!
She's alive. Hi, Paul.
Turn down a little bit.
How blown out is that butthole, baby?
Wait, can I see you guys? Oh, there you all are.
Yay!
She's got my microphone.
Yeah, she sure does.
She's already deep throated it, honey. So
I flipped the camera.
I'm doing Mama proud.
Oh yeah!
Is that Bear? Is that Bear?
That's not Bear.
Hi, no. Everybody.
He's another Bear.
Wrong guy.
So Paul, tell us, how's your asshole?
How's your asshole? I want to know.
I will let you know.
Everybody, he's got legs all over top of him right now.
Look at this leg.
Is she on a one-way trip on the red eye?
I'm not coming home.
I suspected as much. We will miss you, bud.
Listen, as your roommate, I'm going to demand that you
Renee,
come home.
Can you lower your head for a minute? Can you put that back up, please?
What?
I want to see that Cuban behind you.
The Cuban?
Yeah, he's got a Cubano shirt on. Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Hey, girl.
Listen, ooh, I like cute. Vagina, but I learned salsa for that boy. Yeah. He is beautiful.
Oh, you're doing it right.
He is a beautiful slice of man cake.
Look at that.
Yeah. That is a man.
Can we screenshot that? Is that possible? Ooh, they are like entangled.
Oh, my God.
We are getting a croc shot.
Yeah, it's...
So my butthole is going to be destroyed in the next few hours.
Good girl.
Again, looking forward to your safe return to our humble abode.
I have not bottomed yet, but I did go to a bathhouse as soon as I landed in Texas.
I kind of figured you would.
Yes.
So I was carving out a watermelon earlier, and when I looked inside, it was just like this big, massive red hole, and all
that's
I could
like,
think
oh my
about
God, it was
when
home.
You come home.
That's
well, did you see my photo today?
Which one?
My period blood shorts.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
There is blood all over my shorts.
You know what? Here. You call it blood. I call it a good vacation.
Here,
oh, my God.
Why don't we do this? Let's pre-treat the pants. Here.
Clean what are up. We doing?
I'm pre-treating your pants.
Praying your pants.
Get a drink on a Monday.
Hello.
We have our cocktail.
Yay. Cheers, everybody.
Paul, I miss you, my love.
Oh,
how are
my
you,
God.
I miss you.
Best roommate ever before we moved in together. That's why I'm saying that.
So I want to know how there's blood. Like, where did the blood come from? Mind you, everybody, he doesn't have his pants on. So he showed us his pants in the video, but he's got little booty shorts on.
You know what, though? You know what makes me super curious, as in curious the cat, is we went from yesterday the cat was on his scrot, and now the cat is on his chest. How
yeah.
did we go from scrot to chest?
Pussy is all over me.
Oh, my God. Me too. That's my motto. I knew that you were the perfect roommate for me, from lesbian to gay.
Meow.
I love it.
It's going to be total debauchery in that house. So, Paul, tell us, how was your floating in the lake naked event?
Sorry, there's some serious drinking going on here. The lake was a shit ton of fun. It was clothing optional. I've never seen so many boobs. Oh, no, I think I just...
Oh, P.S., Paul, I want to thank you. I want to thank
it's
you
so hard.
As your lesbian best friend for all of those
I
titty shots.
I can't fucking hear these people in the back.
You need to go find yourself a closet. I know you don't want to go into that closet, but you got to go in. Lock
you know what,
oh,
Nick?
Oh, my
God. I was super comfortable in that closet. Mine was a big walk-in for a long time.
How do you flip the screen?
You push the button.
No,
oh, pretty
you can't.
Bird. You're so... You should be so glad that you're good-looking, because you are dumber than a box. I love you, but he's so dumb.
Ooh. It's very loud in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
I cannot. Okay, are we watching porn right now?
Pretty much. let me describe this. So he's literally like sitting on this guy.
That's Matt, right?
And he's just grinding him.
Look, he put it in the corner like it was an amateur Pornhub video.
This is an amateur Pornhub video.
Yes.
Don't do it,
yes.
God
do
damn it.
Mercy. Do it.
God damn it, Paul. Put your ass away.
Somebody's getting MRSA.
The lake was fun. There was boobs everywhere, dick everywhere.
I would like to take a minute to talk about the boobs.
God.
Careful, yes. You're going to get lit in there.
This is not... Oh, my God.
No. I hope you know, Paul, I am recording this.
If I wasn't a lesbian before, I sure as fuck am now. Thank you.
You said that twice now. You've said that twice now.
And I'll say it for the third time. If I wasn't a lesbian
there we go
before,
again.
Although I do like that teal junk that we just saw. Yeah. Thank you, Cuba Gooding whiteness. I appreciate you.
Well, darling, listen, we appreciate you calling in, but we do have to get back to the show. You're a little too preoccupied with all your dick over there. So
hold on. I'm going somewhere.
Call us back when you're in a quiet area.
Hi, Bear.
I like your tie dye.
My...
Your ass, not so much. Maybe
oh my
it's
God, he's twerking.
Oh my God.
You know though,
he better twerk.
If you can't do it in Austin, where can you do it?
He's got to twerk.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
Gay Jesus.
I'm sorry. Girl, was that you?
Listen, like, this is amateur hour.
Clearly.
The sun's still up. I know.
I'm going into the bedroom upstairs.
Enjoy that, Paul. We thank you for calling in.
Paul.
No, he's going into the bedroom to get some quiet so he can actually chime in.
Paul, from one roommate to another, I just want to let you know that I did bang the 20-year-old in your bed last night.
I'm proud of you.
I just want you to know.
Hi, Babe!
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So
he's alive.
So the real
ovation for that leather strap.
I still can't find the air, trust me.
The one and only John Bear is on Skype right now, and I literally just came my pants.
Can I ask ask you guys a question? Why do we call him John Bear? Obviously he is.
Why? His name
bear.
Is John, and do you see him?
He's a bear.
Yeah, there it is.
No, I get it. But you know what? During the winter, when I watch Game of Thrones, my vagina looks the same way. And I don't get the nickname John Bear.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
I have to tell you a story about the lake yesterday. I won't tell you who it was.
Yes.
But it's someone in this group yesterday got very drunk.
No.
And?
To the point where, listen, you can be naked on the lake, but you can't do anything sexual. You're going to get a fine. And become a registered sex offender.
Ooh.
I'm going to guess that it was John Paul that did something.
We're in the water, and we see 300 feet away, Drunky McDrunk starts sucking off some drug dealer. And we're like, no! Stop it!
Screaming. 50 people turn to yell at him and screaming, no! Stop! You're gonna get arrested!
If that's not bringing attention to something.
Hello.
Then he tries to cover his dick with a beach towel and go back at it. You see the towel moving up and down. We're like, you're not fooling anyone.
You get mad, I want to give him a Medal of Honor. I mean, it happens.
I was doing it under the water.
We need to commemorate the event. We need to give him a medal.
What?
We need to commemorate the event and give him a medal.
Well, the thing is, here's the thing.
Tally it up.
You don't walk into the water. It's basically rocks, like cliffs. You jump off the rocks into the water. And to get back out, you have to climb out. Drunky McDrunk starts walking towards the water. Totally falls off the cliff. Face first onto a shit ton of rafts that didn't even belong to us. Flailing in the water. He goes underwater. We can't find him for like 3 minutes. And then he pops
She's dead.
Up.
Meanwhile, Paul probably did 2 shots in those 3 minutes. Oh,
meanwhile,
she'll come back.
In Texas.
Like an outside point of view, I just want to let you know your beard looks really good. Did you trim it up before you left?
Yes. I got a haircut too.
I know. I mean, you sent me that Snapchat. Your beard
John,
and your asshole. Thank you for
John
both
was
of those.
Nice enough to shave my butthole before we came here.
I know, but it looks on point. You're like Rihanna, your work. It looks great. I'm very.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
It looks good, right?
Thanks, Paul, for that. I'm not going to be able to sleep for a week.
So excited.
Did you guys notice that
vagina
like,
goes in my
his
mouth?
His asshole, it's literally like shaped like it's just ready to receive.
No. It's a tube at this
it's
point.
It's literally like a hole. I mean, assholes are like a hole, but my butt cheeks come together. His do not anymore.
He inserted a PVC pipe in that shit. That stuff's just ready to go.
I'm pretty sure that he duct tapes it at night to just make it tighter. He has his own.
It's like toupee tape for the asshole?
Yeah, he has his own tightening mechanism.
I played Big Bad Top on Saturday night. And
I'm going to play Big Bad Roommate when you get home because I cannot wait to see your photos.
So, Paul, the idiots want to know, did you do any felching this weekend?
The lesbian wants to know, what is felching?
Oh, Paul, please, do you want to explain to her what felching is?
Felching is what will be happening with me tonight.
Okay, tell
me. Okay, a little more detail.
Someone's going to blow their load in my hole.
Which
then
one?
Then I'm going to... My butthole.
Okay.
Then I'm going to... Uh-oh. I asked John to bring me a birth control pill from his place.
Oh my God, did your butthole get pregnant?
My prep.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. So, yeah, and then after they blow that load in there, they're going to lick
it
out.
Out. and they're gonna lick it off my hole and then kiss me.
Said the lesbian.
Every lesbian,
you should be shot for that.
In the entire world, this is for you.
Only in Texas.
Only in Texas. Yeah.
That is terrible. So somebody literally puts a load in your asshole and then licks it out.
Yeah. No, he's filth. So let's.
Well, I did. I had somebody at the bathhouse.
Bathhouse. That just reminds me of Game of Thrones. Looking at you, kid.
It was basically like Littlefinger was at the door waiting.
So this is pretty much what happened with Paul. As soon as he landed at the airport, he popped open Grindr, and this was all he heard.
Oh, pretty no. Much. Wait.
I'll tell you right now.
Girl.
There it is.
I didn't hear that, but if you only hit it once, you probably should hit it 30 more times in a row.
What's funny is he hit it a couple of times.
Cow, let's do this.
But I feel like as a lesbian, I don't get it. Because
yeah, no, Sarah's,
me,
Sarah's
that's
hearing
just,
that.
That you, just made me feel like I escalated to like the third round of Mario. So I don't get it.
I mean, that's kind of what Grindr is.
Let's have a rewind on this. So...
I just came a little. Is that weird? Ooh, yes. Is that weird? So, is that weird? I just, that remix?
Yes.
It
so,
hit me.
So men
it hit me a little,
oh, baby,
little
I'm
special.
Gonna, I'm going to hit it right in your heart. So
Tommy,
men
I'm
have
not
grinders.
I'm say that I want you to father my children, but I'm just going to say.
I'm a hot motherfucker. I'm just
I mean,
letting you know.
Your I might
be a little
eyes,
bit.
Your
clout. Oh, my God.
I might be a little big.
This is a hot mess.
Yes, it is.
You're welcome.
Yes. So listen, so we know we have the equivalent of a male Grindr or Scruff. Do females or women have like a, that's not Tinder, like a dedicated
her.
Hookup?
It's her.
It's called her. Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to say it. Like I.
Do girls still use Lazarian?
It's called Grind Her.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, not at all. But it's called Her. And I've actually hooked up with a couple of girls from her.
Good girl.
I'm
proud of you.
Talking to one of them currently.
Like talking as in like we're talking like well we might actually or
no,
is it
like
we're talking
just,
like we're gonna
you know,
end up scissoring
just,
again?
I don't call it scissoring. What did I say? It's called tribbing. We have our own category on Pornhub.
Okay.
Or as Sarah Taryn likes to call it, clam jousting.
Clam jousting.
No. Leave seafood out of this. Leave seafood out of that. Come up with another term.
Are
I like
you kidding
seafood.
Me? You've taken hot dogs off my spectrum. So, what do you mean? But no, like, I just, there's her. I, with my friends, we did develop Tinderella. Nick, can you stop blowing
so,
Chris?
Stop blowing her.
Tell us about Tinderella.
Tinderella is a game that me and my friends back home came up with, and it's basically you go on Tinder and you find a bunch of girls and you swipe and blah, 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 blah. And what you need to do is whoever can bring the girl that you found on Tinder to the bar before midnight, Tinderella, you win the game.
I want to be Tinderella.
Tinderella.
Can we play that Tinderella, game? Trish? Okay, yeah.
All right, listen, gays. As much as so
bad. What's as, new?
Well, there at least it got him one time in this episode. Yes, Paul, we know you have to poop.
And guess what? After I poop, one of these guys are going to douche me.
See, good Paul, girl. That is why, as a roommate gift, I bought you poopery. You're welcome.
Love poopery. It's the best.
Yeah, but it doesn't right? clean it's your amazing. Hole. It just makes the room smell bad.
Listen, we're Paul. Not trying to downsize that
so,
fucking
so can
program.
I can I ask, so Sarah's going to be moving in, and Paul and Sarah are going to be moving in together. So, Paul,
you're
when
welcome.
You install your
I love you, baby.
Your shower shot, Sarah, are you going to question what's hanging from the shower head when you see it? Do you know what a shower shot is?
I know how to use a shower head to my benefit, which every lesbian out there, you're welcome. We all know the shower head game, but
we'll get,
I don't
we
know.
Have to get a new shower head for you and a shower shot for me.
Baby, I already bought one. So.
Yes. So if you're not familiar with what a shower shot is, it's an attachment that you attach to the top of your shower head and it just hangs down and it has a little probe at the end and you stick it up your ass and you fill it up with water and you push everything out.
See, I'm not the asshole game. Like trust me, I'm down to eat a butthole. I love butthole.
Yes.
I do. I love to eat the butthole.
I'm going to go eat one right now.
I bet you are, you fucking red high master. But I'm not, I don't like to have the butthole damaged, if
oh,
you will.
Lord have mercy.
I don't. but I will eat that booty like groceries. Oh my God, promise you I will.
Really?
I will. Yeah, my ex fiance, she loved to have her butthole eaten. You know, she would just
I have to admit to you, I dated somebody for a while. I thought this guy was it for me.
The one.
The
you
one.
Always eat the butthole if it's for
oh my God,
the
I
one.
Ate that thing like it was breakfast,
yeah,
lunch,
you
and
know what,
dinner.
You're like,
did it taste like coffee? Oh, no.
I know.
I was like, this bitch, I'm done with this session and he needs to come. And I just went for it.
See,
I don't care what condition it was.
You, I know you guys aren't here, but I'm literally taking my shirt off right now.
Yeah,
because
wow.
I feel like
hot.
We're all so flaccid. Don't worry, honey.
When you eating the butthole, it takes you to a whole new level. Like it brings your just.
That's truth.
Like it
I'm
just.
Very, very picky of whose butthole I eat. So when I get to your hole. Oh, it's on. I'll eat that shit for
Bob,
an hour.
We,
not literally, but I'll eat
the ass. Can we even discuss that? The other night, I just want to discuss how close I am with my roommate. I literally, he FaceTimed me the other night. He's like, Sarah, why is your hair a mess? Paul, why was my hair a mess the other night?
It had cum on it.
I don't remember. White girl? Drunk? Sex?
The girl that I FaceTimed having sex with? Mm. With you?
She was running around the park.
Yes, you nasty.
I love my best friend so much.
Her
that
box was still sweating when I was on the phone with her.
Oh, Jesus God.
Christ. I am that bitch. But you know what? I turned 30 in December. So I decided that I was going to do the dirty 30. I've been in a relationship for the last 9 years. Yes, it was with two girls. But I was in a relationship.
Sarah Taryn is on it. Yes, girl.
I was fucking official. But now I'm doing the dirty 30. I want to fuck 30
We're
girls.
Walking. Okay.
In a year.
That's easy.
Yeah, dirty third.
Yeah.
Right?
Dirty well, I guess 30. There's 52 weeks in a year. That's 30. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, no, it's yeah. totally doable. It totally is going to expand my hole by probably a few.
Oh, look, we have a puppy on the camera.
Oh, my God, there's a dog. It will be.
See, this is how you know you're.
I'm more excited about this than the bears you're with.
So, can I ask the group a question?
Sure.
You know what's been really bothering me lately?
What?
Your
okay,
so,
no, I mean, let's not walk down that road. No,
Paul.
I can't stand it when all of these gay guys are coming out on fucking social media now and getting all this attention. I'm like, bitch, when I came out, I didn't have all the freaking support from all the social media bullshit. Everybody's getting all these likes and these followers and all this stuff. And I'm just like, hey. That's a private thing that you need to do. Why are you throwing it out on Facebook? It's actually
it's trendy. It's called being bitter, girl. We understand.
No, it's
you're a bitter queen.
But I'm sick
right
of
now.
Watching their parents cry and this and that. Like, my parents did not cry. My parents kicked my ass out.
I know. I didn't. I'm telling you right now, well, as a gay woman from like a gay Republican
my
family,
my belly button is sweating.
Oh my God, but it's a cute belly button.
Yes, it is.
It's super trendy these days to be gay. But you know what's even worse for the lesbian community?
You've got lint in it.
Is now it's trendy to be transitional.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so right now, like, it was like super trendy to be like bi and lesbian and gay and blah, blah. Paul, can I just supplement your...
What?
So listen, I have a new champion, a new like person to look up to. So apparently there was this woman at an airport who had a 200 bottle of cognac that she just refused to throw out. She chugged the entire motherfucking bottle.
Did she shit herself?
I don't know if she did, but she is my new hero.
She downed the bottle of cognac.
If she shit herself,
she wouldn't give it up.
I'm as sure.
Good for her. I would not give up a $200 bottle of cognac.
Money.
I would not give up a $12 bottle of vodka.
You don't
I would give up a $4 bottle of Listerine. That has
exactly.
alcohol in it. What do you mean?
Thank you. You're going to smell fresh and you're going to get drunk from that.
So she is my hero. She really
big
is.
Big baby blues.
She really is. I thought that was
get off my dick.
Listen, I'm not trying to bang in a kitchen. I saw you.
Hey.
The kitchen's the best spot.
Listen.
I'm going to a gay pool party.
You have fun.
We'll miss you, Paul.
We appreciate you chimming in, Paul.
Chimney.
But you go get it. You go get it. We'll take it from here.
I love you, Paul. I'll see you when you get home. Our apartment's going to be full of chandeliers. That was me and Paul's first.
Wednesday at 6 a.m. I'm missing it. I bought a one-way ticket.
Good girl.
When is your second?
I love you.
I'll be home on Friday night.
That laugh, though. Like, you could absolutely hate that boy, but then you hear his laugh, and you're like, oh, it's okay.
I know. Mainly, most of the time, I'm like, this motherfucker pisses me off, and I want to punch him in the face, and then he laughs and looks at me, and I'm like, oh, okay, I forgive you.
I love you. I love you so much.
Paul, right? I can literally ruin your entire life, and then I laugh, and you'd be like,
Paul.
After.
Paul, tell me you love me.
I love you. Did anybody get the Snapchat of me at the bathhouse and I getting my dick sucked?
No.
I may or may not have.
I don't want to see that.
I may or may not have screenshot. No,
but thanks.
You're welcome. Yes, girl. Roommates go wild.
I'm going to have to make up a new Snapchat name so I can
fucked at bathhouses.
An X-rated Snapchat story for this evening.
Well, enjoy that.
No.
I love you. I miss you. I can't wait for you to come home.
People. Hello.
I cannot fuck in our apartment without FaceTiming you. It makes me sad.
Go for it, girl.
No, but it makes my heart a little sad.
Listen, I know you guys are going to be there for the next 2 hours, so I might actually FaceTime you back. I'll Skype you back.
All right, I love you.
Well, that sounds good.
I'm having an orgy.
Well, you go enjoy that, Paul, all right?
That's the plan for tonight. We're going to watch Game of Thrones, have a drinking party, and then we're all going to sit on Grindr and try to get guys to come over. And
by sit on Grindr, Grindrella! You mean sit on dicks.
Grindrella!
Wait a second.
Well, listen.
Hold
Paul,
on.
Thank
Hashtag TM Sarah Taryn. If you're going to do Grindrella, I came up with Kinderella.
No, it should be Grindrella.
Grinder fella, TM, Sarah Taryn.
Here we go.
You're welcome.
So, Paul, listen, thank you so much for tuning in. We have to get back to
love
our dish.
Love you, baby.
Because then we have so much.
Get back to your show. I'm going to get back to this show.
Yeah. There you go. Enjoy yourselves, boys.
Bye, boys.
Have a good time, guys.
I love you, bearded bitches.
Care, wait.
Jump up.
Who is that?
This one?
Yeah. Hey,
baby. Hi, daddy.
You guys have a good time. We'll just... be easy on him. No, destroy him.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. You guys,
you know what? I'm a lesbian.
Hang up on him because I'm getting
make.
Hard. Hang up. Click the red button.
What?
Bye, Paul.
Goodbye, Paul. We'll see you when you come back.
Yeah, we'll and see his doctor bills so. When he comes back.
Well, that was Paul calling us all the way from Texas. Paul's away on vacation, so he told
my
us
roomie.
He might chim in.
I love
yes.
that little bitch. I love
so we're going to continue with the dish because we still have so much to cover. And Paul just, you know, talking about his bathhouse experiences and his
Paul
pussy being plowed.
Let's be honest. Even when we do come back for our segment, I really think it's going to be discontinued because that's really what
discontinued.
This,
I like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Kind of what this episode is.
Trish, you've been discontinued.
So I will never be discontinued.
I wanted to piggyback on a story that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And you remember that last week, I think it was, we talked about our House of Representatives going into chaos because there was a bill that was trying to be passed and the guy literally put a 2-minute timer
speaker.
On it. The speaker, and he didn't close it once the timer came up.
Because he was losing.
And he wanted to
get
that.
Threw his gavel down too soon.
Too late. Vote ended at 2 minutes, and he let it go. And by that,
it allowed people
to bill. By too soon, I mean like he did it in an inappropriate fashion.
He did it late. The vote lasted 2 minutes, and at the 2 minutes, they would have won.
So what ended up happening was, because of that, Republicans who were for the bill, actually changed their vote, and the bill ended up not passing. Well, the following week, they reintroduced the amendment on a different bill. And this time around, the actual House passed a bill with 43 Republicans voting for the amendment.
That's very amazing. Good.
So now contractors cannot discriminate against women who are either gay or lesbian or men, lesbian, gay men and women. They can't discriminate against them if they want to be contracted by the U.S.
based on their employment. Yeah, so.
So that's amazing. I thought that, you know what? It happened. We were sad about it, and then this is total redemption. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
You always have to go through obstacles to gain something.
You know
something.
What, though?
We've always fought.
And I feel like I know this is going to sound super pessimistic, which I am not. And Tommy, Nick, and now Chris, you guys know that I'm a very optimistic, glasses half full kind of person.
Also a Republican. I just want to throw that out there.
Log cabin.
Yes, good. She's a log cabin. I am.
But
our first Republican on the show, by the way,
and lesbian. Oh my god, too many firsts.
And last, not lesbian.
You know, though, at the end of the day, I'm just going to say you're welcome because yes. I am. I'm not going to lie. I know you can't see me, but I got some bits and pieces.
Basically,
I met her.
And I fell in love. I mean, like I love dick, but I
know I'm really good looking and I'm really smart. It's an anomaly. We're still trying to figure it out.
I tripped her.
I said it right the first time. You know, Sarah.
Yes,
Taran
he said trib.
Yes.
Love it.
Sarah Taran is totally serotonin.
Yeah,
she's like good for you.
I give it to you. But yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, the way that I look at it is, are you happy, Tom? Are you happy?
Am I happy in life? I'm happy generally. Yes.
Okay.
Do I want more? Absolutely.
Of course, because you're an American and you believe you can work for more. Nick, are you happy?
No.
She's okay. A miserable bitch.
In 32 seconds, tell me why. As far as a political...
I don't make enough money. I'm single. And no men can actually handle me because I'm crazy.
That's why
I have to work
Trish.
Far too much and I'm always tired. But generally, I'm happy, honestly. But,
okay, so in end all be all, you're happy. You're happy with your stance in life, per se.
Yeah, I'm on the right track.
Okay, Chris.
I'm very happy.
Okay, so my problem is what really just chaps my clitoral region.
Yes, girl.
Is the fact that everyone is so concerned with public appeal. At the end of the day,
but you know why it's very important. The medium that they have now.
Based on what?
15 years ago, we didn't have social media. The game was different.
But 15 years ago, we didn't have social media. But you are so concerned now with social media. Why?
Because it's all about the selfie.
Okay, but at the end of the day, girl. Oh, trust me, girl, you have seen my selfies. I am photogenic to a T. I could solve fucking world peace with my fucking selfies. I have great tits. I have a great ass. And you know what? This face, for days, I can serve world peace daily.
It's like literally serving filet mignon.
You're welcome.
That'll come later.
You're welcome.
That'll come later.
But at the end of the day, what does it matter? Does it sit
I think, honestly,
in your home base?
No,
does it really get
it
under
doesn't
your
matter
skin?
In here, but when we get out, when we get outdoors, I think that's when that public persona becomes very important.
But what are you really concerned about? Because right now, the things that are being delivered to the gay community is so fucking amazing. Excuse my language, but my aunt, who is my heart soul, the love of my life, she is 67 years old and she's a number one. Like, she met my Aunt Debbie. I call her my aunt because, yes, she is not my blood, but she is my blood and that is her partner. They have been together for 67 years and they're lesbians.
Did they get gay married?
It is not only beautiful, but it's amazing, and it's something you should respect and appreciate.
So,
but
did they get married?
No, they didn't, because they don't need to do all that. No. They don't need the validation, right. And they don't put what they're doing in forefront. But my aunt, she graduated from Berkeley. She with
Great
a
school.
Law degree. Amazing. But back in the 60s, for
it was a
woman,
different world. Yeah.
And she was fighting the times, and she taught me everything that I am as a lesbian woman. And I am proud. And yes, I am the girly, you know, Tom, Nick, Chris,
Renee,
Germany. You know,
by the way, can we just take a quick pause? Renee, can you say hello into the microphone?
Hi, I'm here.
Can we just say Avidasen?
Yeah.
No, I won't do that, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah,
I'm very, very fascinated by...
Do you know what my favorite word in German is? Schadenfreude.
That's a good one.
Yeah. My favorite word is just meat. Just give me some meat.
Fleisch. Ah, see, yes. I know. Ich bin Lerner.
So, but no, because he was just so quiet sitting in the corner.
Nothing.
But let's go back to what you were saying about...
Should we take a little moment and then come back?
Do you want to take a break right now?
Yeah, we should put a little breather in.
All right. So listen, last week we had the writer and the lyricist for Grind to the Opera, the unauthorized parody, and we also had the actor Ollie on with us, and they gave us some really, really good information about upcoming shows that are happening here in the Connecticut area, and they also gave us some of their music. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and I'll leave you with Grinders Aria, which is one of their songs from the play. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more Dish, and then we're going to get back into our main guest here, Sarah, who's with us, who's amazing, and we love her. And we're just going to continue to do all that. So without further ado, we'll leave you with Grinders Aria. The Dyke Dish.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Okay. So here's Grind to the Opera. We'll be right back.
Why sit there at the desk? Download me to your phone, check me to find out who's around. There's a muscle bear right over there, just 1,300 feet. And he wants to meet, there's an app for that, it's me. Designed for your enjoyment, utilizing GPS. I can tell you who's nearby and what they want when they undress. Ooh, half a mile away is a married man who wants to play. And they say there is much more. So take a picture of your torso. If he likes it, he's a whore. So go and meet him for a roll in the hay. In a shopping mall or laundromat, you see a pretty guy. Your gay doll's on the fritz. You can't tell gay or straight or bi. Well, you're in luck. He's down to fuck. He messaged you a pic of his uncut dick. There's an app for that. It's me. Grindr. Find a guy you like and click. Pick a mate who auto trick. Want it nice and quick. There's an app for that. It's me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Grinders Aria from Grind to the Opera, oh, Lord have mercy.
Unauthorized?
Parody. Thank you. The drinks are literally kicking in right now.
Well, so, it's a holiday. Flowing. It's a holiday. Bear with us, people. Well,
we've been drinking all day.
It is Memorial Day. And you know what? Let's stop right now. Before we go any further, I'd like to acknowledge that today is a day to remember our fallen soldiers who fought for the freedoms that we enjoy in the U.S. of A today.
From the beginning.
From the
U.S.
From the beginning.
So we give it up for them.
We got to stop, because here we are drinking and having a good time.
Let's have a toast. Let's have a toast to all the fallen soldiers.
Again. To all the fallen
cheers
soldiers.
Everyone. Cheers. That fights so hard for our freedom. We love you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because, you know, here we are. We're all drinking.
Trump can run for president. God damn it.
Leave him at it.
Well, don't forget, you got to
Republic. That hair, though.
Yeah, what that hair.
That hair.
Paul's not here. Let's save politics for when he gets back.
Yes, so listen, we've got a couple of topics for the Dish that we have not closed on, and then we're going to move into our guests that are here with us. So did you guys hear about this poor gorilla that got killed?
Yes, aww. I saw that.
I'm devastated. Okay, because here's the thing. Tally it up.
That's two, actually. Paul started it.
Paul started it. It breaks my heart to know that we have an endangered species. We keep one in captivity. We have probably I'm sorry, but the mother and the zoo are at fault at this.
Is this about the one with the kid?
There's a 4-year-old boy that falls into the gorilla enclosure. First of all, what zoo builds an enclosure that allows a 4-year-old boy to fall in?
Did you also hear, though, like new studies are actually showing that he legitimately said to his mom, I'm going to look at the gorilla exhibit. Like he told his mom what he was doing and she actually just stopped and like didn't pay attention.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was her the whole time.
Videotaping, iPhone out, child going in.
And she was standing there.
I just heard this today at work.
And she was standing there being like, mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. If that was me, my ass would be jumping into that pit. I don't give a fuck.
You have a 400-pound gorilla.
Rip my throat at Games of
Thrones. So, but here's the thing. This is not the first time that it's happened. But gorillas display, they have a display of like literally protection. They protect things, especially small children. You've seen this before. It's happened.
They have that human-like mentality of protection.
In this case, however, you know, so the gorilla grabs the boy by the leg and starts swishing him around in the water. And you can see that. And yes, that's visibly distraught and like horrendous. But why do we need to, as a human race, sit here and blame the gorilla? The boy fell into his enclosure. The mother, God knows what she was doing, and the zoo actually had an enclosure that allowed a 4-year-old boy to fall in.
Yeah, no, I want to see photos of what it looks like around this enclosure, how this kid actually got over and into it.
You can slip through because they're not always up to code, and stuff like that happens.
And they need
and
to
they,
be.
And the problem was they thought that using a tranquilizer was too risky. They were afraid that it wouldn't stop it. So what do? They shot it dead.
So now we have an endangered species that's even more endangered.
But like, you know, how is that okay?
I mean,
it's not okay. Like,
you're right.
At the end of the day, as a human race, how are we not held reliable for watching our children? Because you know what, as far as I'm concerned, and this is only my opinion, it's nobody else's. It is me, Sarah Taryn, my opinion. But at the end of the day, how am I not held reliable for my child?
That's the thing. You are, right?
Exactly. That is my child.
But at the same time, we as a people have this urge and need to protect people. So when this child's there, obviously they're going to say, hey, this child's more valuable. Probably the wrong word, but more important than this gorilla. So they're going to shoot the gorilla because they want to save the kid.
But we don't even save people in these low-income, you know, counties where people in cities are just dying over and over again, and there's nothing there. But a kid falls into a zoo because that would have to shoot.
And listen, that would have been a PR disaster. I'm not saying that, you know, the child's life is of no value. That's not what I'm trying to say.
No,
because I don't want that to come across to our listeners that I'm saying that this child's life is not.
We wanted the child to be safe.
We wanted the child to be safe, but we need to come up with some sort of, you know, first of all, the Cincinnati Zoo needs to really make sure that they build enclosures to prevent people from falling in or people from accessing these animals who are not supposed to be in the company of humans.
Right. And why wouldn't a tranquilizer work?
The problem with that, they were worried. They discussed maybe we can trank the gorilla, but gorillas are very large.
Very strong and very aggressive.
Shoot it twice.
Tranquilizers take a little time. Yeah, right.
Shoot it twice.
Tranquilizers take a little time to set in. So if he's hit with this dart, that's going to cause aggression. So from there, it could maybe cause the baby.
To
really harm the infant. So they thought, okay, we have to shoot and kill this beautiful creature.
But to me, as a woman and as someone that could bear children and something that I would want to enclose and capture as a woman and to engulf as my child, you would think that my protective instincts would be that more inclined. And I would want to pay more attention. At the end of the day, it's a gorilla. It's a primitive animal. And yes, there are all of these enclosures, but at the end of the day, that's an animal. And we should pause and appreciate the animal as what it is.
Yeah, and
so how
together.
Can I turn around and be like, at the end of the day, the child, from what I've read, and again, it's just my opinion from what I've seen on social media, was that it was the child said flat out, I'm going to look at the gorilla in caveman. I'm going to look at this. And the parents weren't there to supervise the situation.
So what you're scared of, that's scary.
So at what point is it okay for us to say, okay, yes, this is a primitive animal. But if the child turned around to their parents and said, I'm going to look at this exhibit, what parent wouldn't be
right, wouldn't
more
stop
right next to the child?
Right. Whether it be
to pay attention.
Right. And whether it be a mother, like you said, or a single father.
If that was my anybody.
Child. Listen. Any fruit of your loins, you should pay attention to.
If you have a responsibility.
As anything.
If you have a responsibility to watch over anyone. It is your responsibility to watch over them. You cannot just let them roam around a zoo and not expect them to get into trouble. But
how
again,
old was this kid again?
4 years old.
Okay, a 4 year old should never. And I'm sorry. Ever. I don't care if this mother is listening or will hear about this.
Hi.
A 4 year old should never be left unsupervised in any circumstance.
Absolutely.
Let
not.
Alone any circumstance. In an animal environment. How can I think honestly. That we should be paying more attention to the mother.
I'm almost 30 years old, and half the time I need an adult.
Right? I am 30, and I question
Girl,
on every Saturday night.
So let me ask you.
Nick, I'm pretty sure I've looked you in the face and said, I need you to be my adult. What do you mean?
Yeah, like, I need an adult.
So let me ask you, Renee, in Germany, does this ever happen?
Probably. I mean, it happened, but I don't know if it would be the center of such a debate and probably at the center of these conversations is the idea, do we still need zoos in 2016?
Well, that's something another I wanted thing. To ask, like, because we have a lot of zoos here. What is your take on
like
zoos
the respect
in Germany?
For the animal? Well, why does the kid need to be able to touch the animal or be very close to it?
Renee, is that more of like a captivity?
We have the internet. Thing? We have like all these documentaries nowadays.
I agree.
Beautiful in HD.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can see them online. You can see them on television. You don't. Why do we need environments that endanger the animals? And in that case, endanger kids whose parents do not watch over them.
To piggyback on that, though, there are a lot of circumstances in zoos and in situations like that where humans are actually trying to rebuild populations. Mm-hmm. So it's a double-edged sword a little bit.
Well, I mean, you have a little bit of everything. There's also, for example, injured animals that would not normally survive in the wild that are put in zoos. So, I mean, they serve their function, but I agree with him. We have so many documentaries.
Oh, my God.
Trish.
Did anybody see that video? Okay, wait. These were lions.
I was waiting for you.
These were lions in the wild, but they were gay lions. And they were on top of each other, and they were loving each other, and they were having sex. There's a video. Oh
I love it.
See, you're right. Maybe we don't need zoos. We need to watch videos yeah. of lions that are gay having sex.
Probably
That's
they would
what
have
we
never
need.
Done yes. that. They would have never done that in a zoo. You know?
Well, bestiality.
They would have been discriminated in a zoo.
Yes.
Bestiality is illegal in the state of Connecticut, which, by the way, yes, we're located in New Haven for all of our international listeners. We're all going to get arrested.
So, for anyone that doesn't know where we're located, I'm going to let you know this is one hell of a fucking crash pad.
Oh, yeah. This place is awesome.
I'm not going to lie. I sat in Tom's fucking bathroom and took like 15 selfies. Like, everybody thought I was pooping. Not pooping. It was just me selfieing for like 14 days. It was amazing.
Thank you, girl. Yeah, it's, you know.
I keep getting she yelled at when I get excited when I, like, tap on the table. But I feel like it's, like, in Parliament. Like, here.
Yes,
well, you would hit the gavel at the right time.
Well, listen, Game of Thrones. Is this not
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
She also doesn't have Instagram. She must die.
So going back to this thing. So you're saying that, you know, I agree with you. There's so many documentaries, so many gifted people that can go out into the wild and watch and observe these animals in their normal environment. We might end up going over a little time. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
You're welcome.
Thank you, girl. That 1 hour thing is probably not going to work tonight. So there's people need to know that they can watch these animals in their own environment and not have to bring them into situations like this where this happens. This was really sad because this is an endangered species and we just lost one.
And yep. There was another incident with, I heard this while I was working at the seafood restaurant I work at, a man who was, it was basically he was trying to commit suicide. He stripped down his clothes and he climbed into a lion exhibit
and the lions were approaching him, and it was obvious he wanted to die. So the lions approaching this man, stripped nude, were shot and killed. And the man was taken and brought to a hospital. And that was it.
Let it happen.
See, yeah. You know what, though? But they were killed.
This man was obviously sick in the head. Mm-hmm. It'd be great if they could have had help for him. But broke into the exhibit. No, it's not okay. The two lions. The two lions.
Why is my life worth more than an animal?
Especially when you put yourself in that situation.
He walked into the exhibit. He stripped his clothes. He was ready to die.
That's what I'm saying about the respect for the animal.
Yeah,
in both cases, and I'm sure the kid also climbed. He didn't stumble in it.
Right, he didn't fall.
That might not have been possible because the builders of that zoo
make sure that someone cannot fall into an exhibit.
And that guy wandered into there. The enclosure wasn't that easily like.
No.
I'm going to fall into this, like Kate Winslet.
So
like,
the animal should be respected.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't just.
If that kid fell in there, it's his issue. Tranquilize the animal. Don't kill it because that kid fell in there because his mother neglected him.
Exactly.
There's not
15 4-year-olds falling into it every day.
Right.
That would have been an issue.
No, good point, Renee. Thank you.
But it's 100%, Renee, I agree with you, because if you actually look at the photo time on that mother's photo snap, I guarantee she had 15 photos of her like this. I know you can't see this, but this is me with my leg raised and me doing the duck face.
Leg
because
raised?
Because I guarantee...
Her arm went up.
Bitch.
Oh, there's the leg now.
My Christian Louboutins went with it. But you know what I mean? And that's what's sad is because we focus more on what the animal did, but they followed their animal instinct. And that's what they know.
When you look at the video, the gorilla was actually
protecting the child.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where was the mom? I bet you it's on Instagram.
Oh, honey, mommy loves you. That's what she was screaming from the top.
I can't believe she was even screaming that. If that was me in that situation, I literally would have been screaming
If it was me, I would have jumped the fuck into that thing. And I would have I would have ripped faces. Like, take my...
I have
a beautiful face, and I love my face, but I would let it get ripped apart just for my niece.
Beyond that, my nephew, if that was my nephew.
You mean our future
babies.
Exactly.
I just don't understand that.
And by the way, you're saying, you know, like watching out for your baby, with the gorilla's mother, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a child, like an infant gorilla in there as well. So the mother was probably protecting her baby.
In that
there's
something
coming. Basically, we had gotten to a point where this ape was like, hey, I got a Tarzan. And she was just going to raise her Tarzan, and that's completely okay.
And that was it. And you know what?
I raised a Tarzan for those apes.
He had baby Mowgli and just didn't work. Yeah. Sorry.
But so this horse that we keep beating, the dead one, let's move
wrong
on.
Wrong animal, but it's still pretty good.
Hey, Shibimba.
Not a mess.
So... Everybody in this room is actually, Renee, I'm not sure if you are, but we're all bartenders here, even though Paul's not here. Sarah is
a waiter.
Renee's a waiter. Food industry. All of us are of the gay community.
Hold on. I'm gay.
No, you're a lesbian. It's different. Like, we're gay, you're a lesbian. Two different
things. Dodge that bullet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dodge that bullet.
Okay. So, what's going on in the gay community right now is like all of these gay bars are dying and disappearing.
Yes, they are.
Because, you know, everybody feels, you know, comfortable in who they are and whatnot, and they're going to more straight bars and this and that. And there's all the social media with Grindr and Girl and Scruff and Grindafella, TM, Nick Bussett.
Yeah!
But so all of these gay bars are dying. Some really important establishments for the gay community that really kept us alive back in the day when we were so repressed are dying. Yes, like, how are we all feeling about that? I'm really torn up about it.
I'm at this point, you know, I had the opportunity to interject myself into the community at a time when the bars were the places where you went to meet people. And it's just not that way anymore. So it's sad to not see it anymore.
Yeah, I see people who come into the bar where I work, and I mean, we all work at gay bars,
mm-hmm.
and we see people who are on Grindr talking to people across the bar.
Yeah.
That's why. You just answered your own question.
I didn't ask a question.
But Chris, you said everybody's on Grindr.
Yeah, but that wasn't a question. What I'm saying is people are going to bars and they won't confront one them. Another.
Just cut them. It's this it's this buffer they've put up. Right,
and that's
each
what
other.
Was it?
I'll shank you with your harpoon.
The playwright. The playwright we had from Grind of the Opera. Correct. I'm sorry. I'm missing his name right now.
Who are you talking about?
The playwright from the Grind of the Opera.
Oh, Eric.
Eric. He was saying that what it is it gives you a buffer to try to keep you away from feeling like being defied, like, you know, denied. Like, you want to talk to someone, they're not into it, you're face-to-face denied. Yeah. So when you are sitting at a bar and you're working on an app like that, if they're not interested, you know that I'm not going to walk over to them.
Right. And, you know, a lot, you know, back in the day, gay bars were for everybody
sorry
to meet
your name,
and
Eric.
Hook up. And, like, that was the visceral feeling they got, because now we have Grindr and we can send dick pics and we can send fucking hole pics and we can send all this stuff. And it's great.
I don't do
and,
that.
Yeah, she don't.
She lies.
She better.
I don't even have Grindr.
But the thing is, the reality is, it's like people used to go to the bars for that visceral feeling, for that need, for the sexual lifestyle that we live. And now we don't need to do that anymore. So these bars are dying. But reality, we need to keep these bars alive, because it's literally a community that supports one another. That's what these places need to continue to be.
I think there's two things at work.
Yeah.
Like, number one is, of course, not only in the gay community, but in every community, people rely on the internet to meet people, and they are afraid of rejection, as you said, as a buffer. The other thing is, gay bars, yes, they're dying, and I think we're at a time now where politically they might not be that necessary anymore as like a safe harbor, but we should switch to like retain them as a cultural institution, because
thank you, yes,
if you go to a gay bar, and that's why I love going to 168 and Partners, there is different music that they play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go to Gotham, which is one of the other discotheques in New Haven.
Discotheques.
I love that he said discotheques.
I know, me too. I know.
It's
so European.
they will not play 70s ABBA, Madonna, campy stuff. You will only hear that in the gay environment. That's what I appreciate. And I appreciate, you know, still meeting a guy and you know he's in the same boat. He's gay because he's in that bar.
Mm-hmm. And even all the straighties that
come
in.
Gay nights, but it's not the same. So
you lose a lot of the...
We should keep up that gay environment as a cultural thing.
I completely agree.
Excellent, Renee. I agree.
Yeah, because you lose a lot of that, you know, if you walk into a straight bar and you don't know that this individual is gay, you lose that sureness of saying, I'm in a gay bar. I know that if I approach this person, chances are he's going to be gay. And if we engage and we click, then, you know, it's on.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that in a straight bar.
I love the fact that women are not afraid to go to gay bars with their friends.
Yeah.
Even like straight guys enjoy going to a gay bar.
But how do you feel about lesbians
feel safe
going to your bars?
No, it doesn't matter who goes.
I love lesbians.
No. It does matter, though.
It's just, it's different from when gays go to a gay night at a
straight bar.
Mostly frequented by straight guys by a bar like that. That's different.
Yes. Yeah.
So you personally don't think it's different for lesbians when we go to a straight bar? That's not different.
I'm not trying to be controversial.
I'm just saying, like, a lot of gay men, and like, no offense, obviously I'm sitting in a room of gay men and I appreciate, and you guys know I'm like a total fag egg. Like, I love you guys, but at the end of the day, what really pisses me off is a lot of gay men are so like, oh, it's really hard for me to be a gay man and going to straight bars.
And see, I found...
But that's true, though.
No, be a lesbian. Be a lesbian and go into a straight bar, because you know what?
Well,
yes,
but
it is.
See, we don't know that perspective, so that's why you're here. Tell us.
I'm going to give that to you.
Yeah.
And it's not me trying to monopolize the conversation, because I'm really not. And
no,
I've actually learned a lot.
We said that before, and New Haven needs a really nice... female place,
a ladies
for
place.
LGBTQ.
Thank you,
this is sorely lacking.
Did he say it right?
He said it so right.
I think I'm missing some letters. A, B, C,
no,
E.
I,
yeah, well, we'll add the Q.
You know what? Besides the lettering, I actually really enjoy Renee because of his maroon sneakers. Yeah. but what makes me sad as a lesbian, because I am the girl that does get along with the somewhat straight looking gay guy.
Two times.
As I'm doing this, this is me just going through the room. So,
how you doing, baby?
This is the straight, somewhat looking gay guy. And Nick, who I adore, but is...
She a big old queen.
The biggest queen I've ever met. And Tommy, who's the most talented individual I've ever met.
I love her.
But is such
and Renee
a queen.
Is the most German.
And he's and
in
Renee
this room, yes.
is you know the European queen. But you know what? If I'm gonna be the first lesbian on your show, I'm gonna own it. So edit everything that I say, but I'm gonna be 100% real.
Oh, honey,
with you
we
guys.
Don't vulgar.
So this is how I feel at the end of the day. Being a gay man. Yes, it sucks. It's hard. And some
Whoever
of my best friend, I'm going to need you to calm down while I preach my sermon. But it's hard to be a gay man because, you know, you're judged because you're supposed to be manly and you're supposed to just be strong and tough and have a tool belt in this, that, and the third.
And not stick dicks in your mouth.
I mean,
well, that's the best part of being gay.
Hello.
As a lesbian, I am super girly, and I love being girly, and I'm theatrical, which makes me kind of a fag, but I love men, not for what's in their vending machine, because I'm clearly hitting A1 when they're in A7, and, you know, I'm trying to get Skittles when they're trying to give me Sour Patch Kids, and that's okay.
I can't right now.
I love the enjoyment of people and I love being around people, but what I hate is when straight men look at me and they say, you know what, Sarah, you are so beautiful. You just haven't been fucked right. That's
well, don't get me wrong. Women do that. Straight women do that to gay men too.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
we just
sure.
haven't
they
had
don't.
The right woman. Yeah. And I'm like, no, trust me. I've had a woman before. Tell and whether me. It was the right one or the wrong one, I just don't want it.
Yeah, and just to validate
not,
Sarah
I'm
a little
not,
bit. Like,
I'm not
that
saying
is disgusting.
This anything against you guys. I'm just saying this. From my point of view, it's
so
nothing
I hate that they do
guys.
That to you, though, because that's
it
not
is.
Right.
It's a sad reality that we have as a gay community.
And you know it's, what? It's not a man and a woman thing. It's a personal character thing. And those people are assholes.
Yep, yes. exactly. And
I know yes. that you guys
it sucks
cannot
to be gay. It sucks
hear
to be lesbian,
this
it
right
sucks
now,
to
but I'm going
to
put
that's as far, yeah.
my headphones down right now. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to give my little German adversary a hug. Because it has nothing
adversary.
To do with parts. It has to do with personality
yes.
and who we are as human beings.
So she's going to do that.
You know what? That's she'll actually watch. Like she, a great, great place to think throw a rubber on it.
Yes.
Oh, there's some on. Love going
hold
on.
Can you feel the
cock tonight?
Yes, girl. Ooh, is it deep inside?
So, you know, it's,
oh,
it's
I got the best
about...
picture out of anyone that took a picture right there. I got the no, best one.
And Sarah, so, honestly, you know, you are completely right. And that's a horrible situation to go through. And on the other end of things, the only difference is where you may be sexually accosted. Gay men walk into a straight bar and we sometimes feel physically threatened. So it's
and we
it's,
get that a lot more than women would ever.
You know what?
I don't. So can I ask you something?
I don't think. Can I? I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off or
no,
anything
no, you're
like
good.
That. But to interject, I can't even imagine what you guys go through because as far as I'm concerned,
vice versa.
I will never turn around to someone and say, I understand what you're going through because every situation is different. I will never understand what anyone goes through. I can relate.
So can I ask you, what do you think about this supposed animosity between lesbian and gay men?
Yeah, I actually would love to hear that.
Because
I would love
because
to hear that.
Because here's the thing. Tally it up. I work at a gay bar, and we have... It's unfortunate that we have to segregate within our own communities, but we have one
we
night
do.
A month that where we do women... Ladies' night for lesbians. That they come in, and you know they have the bar, and it's their night. But there seems to be a notion that gay men and lesbian women don't get along.
And I honestly, I disagree with that.
I disagree
I
with
don't.
It.
I think there are stigmas for both sides. Like, we all have our thoughts of, you know, what a gay man is and what a lesbian is. But I have so many lovely, lovely lesbians in my life. And I wouldn't give... I wouldn't let them go in a million years.
No. So, but that's... I want to understand. So, is there really... Do you think that there's some real, you know...
I mean,
animosity between.
I mean,
these
Tommy,
two.
I can give you the sugar-coated rainbow version of
no,
it.
No, no, no,
don't sugarcoat
shit.
We're all just
we
best
don't
friends.
Sugarcoat shit on the show.
Or
unless
I can
we're
be
making a margarita
with
sugar,
you.
We don't sugar it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to sugar my rim, Chris?
Yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you, there's a huge debacle between the gay man scene and the lesbian scene. I'm sorry. But
explain what exactly is it? I'm trying
you
to
You
want to
know the
out.
Truth?
Yes,
in my
I do.
Opinion,
I do.
And hands down, this is 100% Sarah Taranadrina. My opinion, it's more culturally acceptable to do the whole gay trend. It's cuter to be like the fag hag, no offense, but like it's, oh, my gay best friend, my gay best friend. It's easier to have like, the gay man that has like fucking glitter sprinkling out of their asshole, and it's like more socially acceptable to do that situation. You know what I mean? And then you have lesbians who are like fighting, like me. Like I don't fit into any box. There
but
is.
You shouldn't have to fit into a box.
But you know what, Tommy? I have to.
Everybody.
No matter what, at the end of the day, everyone has to. And there's that cool bear box. And there's that cool twink box. And there's that cool stud lesbian box. And there's all these different boxes of being gay that you can fit into. But sometimes you don't fit into them. Sometimes you're different.
And that's okay.
It is okay, but sometimes...
But, you know, I do...
It's hard.
I see where you're coming from, because I do understand how, like, society has, you know, when homosexuals, it really became a forefront. There was a lot of, like, gay men in the media and gay
You either
and gay this,
shoot
and,
rainbows and, out your asshole, yeah, or and, you're, like, a bear.
Right,
you know what
yeah,
I mean? You had to fit into this box.
Right, and a lot of you know, all of the lesbian culture just kind of was... brushed over because people didn't want to see that. What they wanted to see with these men acting like these flamboyant.
Exactly. And it was easier people. To pinpoint these butch lesbians against these flamboyantly crazy gay guys. It was easier to
that
pinpoint.
Would be hysterical to see them in like a wrestling, like a mud
oh
wrestling.
Oh my God, I would be about it. But it's easier yes! to like pinpoint us against so. Each other. Than us against straight people.
And see,
but I will say this: if we are going to have a thank you to Sarah, we're going to have a lot of new listeners, lesbian listeners on
I
the
hope
show.
So.
We welcome
I hope
you.
So. We welcome you. I want to say this: there is no animosity here at Gay Talk 2.0. And you, if you have any suggestions or anything that you want us to talk about on the show, or even address, or if you have any questions for us. We are more than happy to take those questions on our website, and you can certainly send that over to gaytalk2.0@gmail.com. Got it.
Very good.
Yes. Yes.
As a strong lesbian and your first lesbian on the show, I am so proud to be part of it. And any lesbian that listens to this show or could follow the show, you're welcome, because this is the most comfortable, amazing environment that me as a lesbian that I could ever be part of. So thank you guys so much
We're
for
so
letting
happy
me do
much,
this.
Much
so,
welcome.
Seriously,
much welcome.
You guys are amazing. And thank you.
I will make sure to research a little bit of Dyke Dish for every show.
So
you better.
Before closing, because we're going to put a rubber on the episode, but before doing that, we also have our friend Renee that visited us.
Amazing.
He's been here for a year now from Germany. So I'll let Chris take over from here.
Yeah, Renee's... He and I became really good friends when I first met him when he came to New Haven. He was coming to my bar. He's a big karaoke singer. He loves the arts. And
I didn't know that about you, Renee. I didn't know you were a karaoke singer.
Renee,
well,
Renee
I do,
likes
it. I'm not one, though.
No, Renee world. Likes his karaoke. And he was, correct me if I'm wrong, he was working for Yale. He was teaching at Yale for about a year.
10 months, two semesters.
Yeah. Two semesters, so 10 months, and he was teaching German, and it was from what I experienced, he had a really great time, and he seemed to have connected to so many good people. And Renee and I really established a great friendship, and I'll actually be, you know, he's unfortunately, he's leaving us tomorrow. He's going back to Germany. But in less than a month from today, I will be going to visit Renee in Germany. But I would like if you could just, you know, give us a little bit about your experience here in the U.S.
Leave me this way.
I saw that coming.
That world.
Because I can't survive.
No, I'm kidding.
No, but tell us. You actually came here. So tell us about your experience here in New Haven.
Well,
I know we're putting you on the spot now, but not even New Haven, just your time in the U.S. You had some travels.
You took a trip.
You've seen more of the U.S. than most Americans, and I don't want you. I'm not putting you on the spot. You don't need to explain every second, but just tell us like your experiences here.
Well, I can say that I honestly enjoyed every single second. It has been nothing but amazing, and I have met the most wonderful people here, which you guys are part of.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I'm the all-star of that Sarah Tarrant venture, but I think I am.
Well, you've joined the circle tonight. No, I was not sure what to expect. And, you know, as a German going abroad, you expect things from, you know, historical past injustices that you're going to be held up to. Nothing like that ever happened. I have not had a single person come up to me, ask things about like the Third Reich or, you know, just inappropriate things. I've never even heard a single thing about that. If at all, people have been amazed that I'm German and they say, yeah, I have like German ancestry. I have an aunt. I have a grandmother. I speak German. In Chris's case, I even learned German, which is amazing. Like, yeah, it boggles my mind that people want to learn that hard language.
But it just sounds very sexy when you speak it, though.
Can I ask you the question that I think that every lesbian is asking? Who trims your beard? Because I feel like that is what the question that is on everyone's mind.
It's me. Nobody is going to touch my beard but me.
Hello.
It's me.
The question that I have for him, and I'm pretty sure he has a boyfriend, so I'm not sure if I should ask this question,
unless,
but I'm going to ask it anyway.
In the kitchen.
What is the difference between the American cock and the German cock?
Well, I would imagine.
I would imagine that there is no difference because
meat
so
is
many,
meat.
So many of the American cocks are of German descent.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Attaboy.
I don't even like cock, but I like that answer.
Diplomatic answer.
Very diplomatic. I like that. So I have a question for you. You recently went on a trip and you went and visited a lot of our national monuments. Out of all of the ones that you visited, which one was your favorite?
I'll probably have to say the canyons, Grand Canyon, Glen Canyon, Antelope Canyon, beautiful. I mean, I've seen these things.
It's breathtaking,
I have a
isn't it?
Desktop background, and I've been seeing it for years, and now I've been there, and it was just amazing.
What did it feel like to stand there and just look out on this vast, like, open? It's like legs
it's
open.
Like your vast, Tommy. When you do that, I like your vast of openness. Like,
yes,
it's amazing. It kind of shows you how like small you are and what gigantic landscape you guys have here in the U.S. Like it's
huge. It's huge. We're a very big
country. We did 3,000 miles on that round trip, which I found out later is longer than the flight from San Francisco to JFK, which was about like 2,500 miles. It just went by like nothing because there's so much landscape. It's so diverse. It's beautiful. You have like valleys in between mountains with one type of landscape that in Europe would feel like five or six different kinds of landscapes.
Right.
It's amazing. It's like the you can see the horizon, like roads that are like just straight lines for
the diversity
and
is amazing. You know what I got? What it took me a lot to get used to is that here in the east, you always see the sun come up. You see the sunrise. In the west, you see the sunset. And when you're driving north, it's very hard to imagine the ocean on your left all the time rather than on your right-hand side.
Oh, my God. I've never thought about that.
It's so weird to get used to. So, yeah.
It's like the toilet when you flush it goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
Is that really true?
Way to bring it back down.
So clocks go the other way around. When
you go
there.
From classy to classless.
So Renee, I wanted to thank you for being a part of our lives for a year. Certainly very impactful for a lot of people. And we want to also thank you for coming on the show on your last day here in the U.S.
Yeah.
Having some drinks with us and hanging out.
And he'll come back it's to my wonderful. Place tonight.
I've known you for like 45 minutes, and I think you're pretty dope.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take that one.
And something we can all say, wir lieben, ich liebe mein Freund immer, ich liebe dich immer mein Freund.
He just said he wants to suck dick.
Oh my God, that was so cute.
See guys, that's why I love being here, because that's all what my year has been about.
Sucking dick?
The love
part. That just made me want to suck a dick.
No, but you know, it's such an amazing experience. So thank you for coming. And, you know, it's...
Thanks for having me.
We need to
put
a rubber on this episode.
We need to put a rubber on it.
Wir lieben dich immer unser Freund. Freund.
Oh, he worked hard for the money.
Tut mir leid, Freund. Yeah.
Look at him. He's working hard for that.
He's pretending. Actually, he's fluent.
So we're going to put a rubber on this episode. But before we do that, I'd like to plug some things that are upcoming and also let you guys know how you can reach us. Again, you know, this is Gay Talk 2.0. This is what we do. We get around the table. We talk about a lot of bullshit, a lot of good stuff, a lot of bad stuff. We have special guests who are just amazing. I want to thank Sarah Taryn for joining us today on our episode. You were amazing, girl. And you're more than welcome to come back at some point, anytime. And Renee, thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks Renee, thank you.
Chris,
you're
Trish,
amazing.
You guys,
seriously, yeah. You're amazing.
You're the reason why we do this.
We love it. We love it every day, and we're always happy to be with you guys.
Glad to be your staple.
Yes, girl.
That's Trish. Trish.
Yes. Yeah. Girl. So listen, if you need more information on what we're all about in our show, you can visit our website, www.gaytalk20.com. If you need to email us any suggestions or you have any questions for us, you can email us at
GayTalk2.0@gmail.com.
Get it, girl. And we're also on Facebook under Gay Talk 20. We're also on Twitter under Gay Talk 20.
We're on Instagram.
Yes, we are.
Gay
under
Talk 20.
2.0.
Gay Talk 2.0.
One of those two. And so if you need to find out or find about our home girl, you know, Sarah, how can we get a hold of you?
Facebook, Twitter, you can just twat my tweet and it happens.
Yeah. I'm a tweet your twat.
I'm a social media whore. But at the end of the day, thank you so much, Tommy, Nick, Chris, and my little German schnitzel. I love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Paul Anthony, I love being your roommate. Anything about you guys, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so it's a great show.
I appreciate you guys. You're amazing.
And we need
to do this again.
We all wish Renee safe travel home.
He leaves us tomorrow. And
I'll see Renee in less than a month. I'll be with him. He'll be picking me up
in
Munich.
Chris is getting a little teary. Chris is getting a little teary.
All I got to say is
I do. No, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Ich bin traurig.
Well, before we wrap this up, we should just say that, you know, we are coming up on Gay Pride. That's next month.
That's correct. The month of June is Gay Pride month. So our next episode, we're going to be talking about all the Pride events that are going on, any experiences that we've ever had at any of these great Gay Pride events. I had the opportunity to be in Chicago last year for Pride. That was amazing. But we'll talk about that during the next show. That's what we have coming up. And then after that, our second weekend in June, we have Michael Buckley coming to see us.
Michael Buckley will be
and
there.
He's amazing. Mm-hmm. We're going to put some information on him on our website. But like I said before, if you guys want to check out our website, it's www.gaytalk20.com. And we have to wrap up the show.
Yeah. Yes.
That is our show. So, ladies and gentlemen,
you guys are amazing. Thank you guys.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having
me. And in the spirit of Paul, bye.
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 Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.